Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Zayin Omid Aleph in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah. And we begin Simin Resh Mem Hei today, which deals with the partnership between a Jew and a non-Jew, how that should be handled for Shabbos. The Mechaber starts off Sif Aleph. Yisrael ve'eino Yehudi, a Jewish person and a non-Jewish person. Sheish lehem sodet, they have together jointly ownership in a field, o sanur, or in an oven. In those days, they used to, again, have public ovens that they would rent out or allow people to use for a fee, or merachatz, or a bathhouse, or rechayim, shomayim, bishutfis. Or they have a millstone, which is turned by water, a water wheel turning the grinding stone, and they have any of these together in a partnership arrangement. Or, o shem shutfim b'chanus b'schor, or they have a partnership, they could co-jointly own a store in some sort of a business. So, the following is the halacha of how they should conduct themselves. They must, im hisnu mitchilo b'shoa shabo lishtatev, if they arranged before they started their partnership, before they have their joint ownership, they arranged the following partnership rules. Shiyeschar ha-shabbos lo'eino Yehudi levado, that any income, any revenue that is generated for work that is being done on Shabbos belongs totally to the non-Jewish person. Im'at im'harbe, whether it's a little bit or a lot. Utschar yom echot kineged yom ha-shabbos le'yisrael levado. And against that, one day, any day, they choose that the total earnings from that day will be belonging to the Jewish person. Again, whether it's a lot or a little. In this way, mutter, the Mechaber tells us, such a joint relationship, a partnership with a non-Jewish person is permissible. And that's really the entire Mechaber, and we're not going to do any Ramah today, that we'll have in today's shir. And we'll spend the rest of the time looking at the Mishneh Berurah, explaining this in more detail, as well as several other footnotes from the Dear Shur Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah starts off over here, before he gets to Sif Katan Aleph, right by the big Aleph, which is the start of the Sif, he goes and gives a mini introduction. And he writes, Da, one should know the following details. Haheter gomerhu b'im ha-yisrael yesh lo eza esek o malocha b'shut v'sim o'ena Yehudi. The only way to have a successful partnership over here with a non-Jewish person that will not involve doing anything incorrectly is sheyasnu mitchila kodim shalochim b'shutvis. They must have this arrangement, which we've already spoken out in the Mechaber. They must have a priori, before they start their business relationship, before they co-jointly own something, they have to have the following shutvis arrangement. Avod ator b'shabbos. The Jewish person tells the non-Jewish person, you work on all the Shabbosim. V'tikach kefi melachtecha. Hein rav omad. And you will get the profit. The revenue that will be generated is all yours, whether it's a lot or a little. And against that, Vani avod kenegdecha, and I will work against that, yom echad, b'chol, one weekday, v'tol kefi melachti, and I will take whatever revenue is generated that day. Again, whether it's a lot or whether it's a little bit. And in this way, u'bishas chaluka, when they actually go and divide up the profits for the business after a week, a month, a year, whenever they actually divide up the profits, yitol ha'enu Yehudi socher avur ha-shabbos, the non-Jewish person will take all the revenue that was generated on Shabbos, by Yisrael, yitol yom echad kenegdo, and the Jewish person will take a weekday, Tuesday, whatever day he chooses, that will be his share, keneged, the share that he gave to the non-Jewish person for Shabbos. Again, this is hein rav omat. This is whether it's a large amount or a little bit amount. They must do this up front, the Mishneh Berurah tells us, in order for it to be a kosher relationship. However, the Mishneh Berurah says, avalim lo hisnu mitchila, if they did not make such a tenai up front, ubishas chaluka, and only at the time of the division of the prophets, omer lein Yehudi, the Jewish person tells the non-Jewish person after the fact, tola toki neged amolcha, b'shabbos, you go and take profits against your working for Shabbos. Vani b'chol, and I will take one day on a weekday, zehu vaday osur. Unless they had an agreement up front that they were going to do this, after the fact, they cannot do this. In fact, this would be osur. You're getting schar Shabbos, because keneged his working, you're getting something now that wasn't prearranged beforehand, that's his and this is yours. V'im lo hisnu mitchila, and if they didn't make such an arrangement beforehand, ubishas chaluka choku stam b'shove, and they don't make a deal after the fact. They don't say, here, you take Shabbos this amount, and I'll take Tuesday that amount. But they just divide everything up evenly. This is a question that the Gemara asks, is this permissible? And the Gemara doesn't give an answer to this. They can't just split the profits afterwards. Upsaka Rambam Luchumra, the Rambam says, we do not allow them to split the profits afterwards. They can't say after the fact, okay, I have half 50% and you have 50%. Mistoma, your 50% includes the work that was 100% done on Shabbos, and my 50% includes the work that was done 100% on a weekday, such as Tuesday. The Rambam says that's no good, the Mishnah Berurah says. The Rosh Lakula, the Rosh says, since it's not asked in the Gemara, it was a Iboy de Lov Shitale, it was never answered, so the Rosh goes Lakula over here. And how does the Mechaber paskin? The Mechaber sosam ke Rambam. The Mechaber over here simply quotes the Rambam. And paskins over here like the Rambam, as the Mechabers often want to do. The Haramah, which we will learn in here at Hashem in tomorrow's shir, Pasuk b'hagah ki Rosh. The Ramah will paskin in his gloss tomorrow like the Rosh, but only b'mkom hefsid gadol, only if it would be a large financial loss. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, v'im hisnu kodim shabo lishtativ kanal. If they did the proper arrangement, they made the proper tanai beforehand, you take all the profits from Shabbos, and I will take all the profits from Tuesday, kenegi that. But ubishas chaluka nisratzu lachaluk bishabe. But they, at the time of the actual division of the profits, just split it 50-50. Zehu mutar aflo haRambam. This is actually permissible, even according to the Rambam, as we will learn also in tomorrow's shir. Kmo shekosu b'sif beis. Now the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, Zehu ikri hadinim shebesifim harishonim. This is the essential details of the first couple of sifim over here. The yeser apratim gam tameim yivaru lekame. And the details over here and the explanations for those details, im yirtzeh Hashem, we will learn momentarily. The issue for number one has an interesting question. What about just having a partnership with a goy on a weekday? So the Shulchan Aruch will tell us in Simen Kuf Nun Vav that that's also actually. Why? Because Shema Yisrael Anoch Vishvua V'Yeshava V'Yavodah Zarah. Because they'll come to have a disagreement over something, and the Jewish person will ask the non-Jewish person to swear that he didn't skim anything off the top or they didn't cheat him, and the non-Jewish person will swear in the name of his Avodah Zarah. And therefore the Yisrael will be over, Lo Yishoma Al Picha, that you can't cause the name of the Avodah Zarah to be said. So the Mechaber seems to say that on a weekday it's not permissible. But the Ramah over there gives a heter, and he says, one is permitted to have a partnership with a non-Jewish person nowadays, because the Goyim nowadays, when they swear, they're really swearing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're not really swearing to an Avodah Zarah. And even if they have a Shituf, even if they have a concept of a Trinity or some other concept of Shituf, that for them is not necessarily an Isser, and therefore you're not causing for them, Lo Yishama Al Picha, the name of an Avodah Zarah. The issue for number two brings down an interesting question. What happens if they own a tanur together in a shutfis, and it's now Pesach time, and the Nochri wants to bake chametz in the tanur? So it would be preferable in this situation to have the Jewish person take a week before Pesach and let the non-Jewish person have the week of Pesach. The issue for number three discusses, what about a partnership with a non-religious Jewish person? So Rav Moshe finds in Zatzal and Igros Moshe brings down, She'ein heter zeh mo'il, here, having a shutvis and letting the non-Jewish person work on Shabbos and you work on Tuesday doesn't work. She'al yudei t'nai zeh misratza mumer she'ekabu shutfo yomecha mimosechol. Because in this situation, you're benefiting from his taking the work on Shabbos and you're taking the work on, let's say, Tuesday. So in fact, you're benefiting by the Jewish person working on Shabbos. And therefore, Rav Moshe writes, it's preferable that you only have a shutfis with a non-religious Jewish person on weekdays, but you shouldn't have a shutfis with him for Shabbos if the store is going to be open. Alternatively, if it is going to be open on Shabbos, he insists that it be open on Shabbos, he gets 100% of the profits, and you don't take another day instead of it. And this is only true if he's able to run the business by himself. But if he has to ask you things and how running the business should be run, then you can't have anything to do with him in this situation. Rav Osner, Zatzal, the Shevet Levi, is even more machmer, and he says, even in this fashion, it's nechshav hashutov kimesayeya lemumer bi'aveira. It's as if you're assisting him in doing his aveira. The Shevet Levi brings down their other problems as well, ayin shom, and the rest of the footnote. The issue footnote number four brings down, in regards to them splitting the partnership that the Mishnah Berurah had mentioned, as long as they agreed beforehand that the non-Jewish person would take all the profits of Shabbos, and the Jewish person would take all the profits of one day against that, let's say Tuesday, so then in this situation, even if they split it 50-50 afterwards, even according to the Rambam, it would be acceptable. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, and the Igros Moshe adds over here, She'tzorich she'yeh rishon mefurit shel ha'achnosos shoyom ha'shabbos ha'sheyochos l'nochri. They have to keep track of the separate accounts that are coming in on Shabbos, and a separate account of the day that's coming in for the Jewish person, let's say Tuesday. So this way, they truly are dividing up that the day of Shabbos is totally for the Goy, and the day of Tuesday was totally for the Jewish person. And then even in that situation, if they decide to split it 50-50, that's okay. But if they don't do that, so then it's really a joke, Ramosha says, and it's not really kosher, and it retroactively ruins their tonight if they don't keep track of what was done Shabbos and what was done, let's say, Tuesday. Now we can get to Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Tam hadvarim elu, deba'inon hisnu. The reason why the Mechaber said that we have to make a tenai over here beforehand, before the Jew and the non-Jewish person join their partnership, they have to make this tenai that the non-Jewish person will work every Shabbos, and the Jewish person will work Tuesday, keneged the Shabbos, because di lav hachi, if you don't do this, kivan dimitchilo bishas asiyas ha-shutvis, because then at the beginning of their shutvis, hayabuta lamlocha al-shtem yachta, then both of them are, so to say, responsible for Shabbos. Then, if he tells the non-Jewish person after they've already started the shutvis, I say, now you only work Shabbos, and you'll take all the profit on Shabbos. And I will take 1 weekday against your working on Shabbos, and I'll keep the profits for that day. You'll keep the profits for Shabbos. If they didn't make this tenai up front, then it's as if they traded it off. It is as if the Jewish person told the non-Jewish person, you work on Shabbos for me, because I'm going to take the money on Tuesday. Kilo omelo, I say, atovri b'Shabbos, you go work for me on Shabbos. Vani esed negzeh, avodis b'chol, and I'll work for you on Tuesday. Vevishlucha mamish, and this is brought down the name of Tosas, that he's making the guy into his shliach, his messenger, his worker for him on Shabbos, which is not allowed. But if before they join the partnership together, that's the rules, that the guy works on Shabbos and the Jewish person works on another day, let's say Tuesday, so then it's acceptable. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ulefize, according to what we just said, im shutafo hein yudi be'atzmo eino osa klum. If the partner of the Jewish person is not himself doing any work on Shabbos, however, rak she'enom yehudim acherim haboyim lefos, he allows other non-Jewish people to come and bake in the oven on Shabbos, masikim bo betanur shalashutvus, and they're using to heat up the tanur, that's the partnership tanur over here, v'nosdim sach mo bischorim, and they give whatever it is for their payment for using the oven." Then Yochel Yisrael lekabel mishutvo secharo hamagielo lefi chelko afilu umlo histu. In this situation, a Jewish person is allowed to take his share that he would be entitled to. It's a 50-50 partnership. He'd be able to take 50% over here of the money because he did not ask the non-Jewish person to go work there. The non-Jewish person on his own allowed these other people to use the oven. Ubevachlo yikach mimenu mischar Shabbos levado. But this can't be just for Shabbos. Ella. As long as they're then splitting the profits for the entire week, it wasn't supposed to be open on Shabbos. The non-Jewish person allowed some non-Jewish people to come and bake there on Shabbos. So then, now at the end of the week, they say, well, we made $100. You take 50 and I'll take 50. That's acceptable. What about Marisayin? So the Mishnah says you don't have to be concerned about Marisayin, because people won't say Shiyomu Letzoch Yisrael won't say Kivon Shiyodua Sheish Leinu Yehudi Chelik Bo. Everybody knows that this is a joint partnership between Yankel and Chris, and therefore they'll know that it's a Jewish and non-Jewish partnership over here, and they'll assume that anything that's being done on Shabbos was Mistamba being done by the non-Jewish person for his own benefit. This is brought down in the name of the Morgan of Rome and the Shagas Aryeh. The issue for number 5 brings down, V'yafim ein l'nochri b'esik el l'chelek kotun b'vad. What happens if it's not a 50-50 arrangement? It's a 90-10 arrangement. It's a 99.1% arrangement. So the Maram Shik brings down, she'ein b'zeh mishul marisayin. It's still not marisayin because everybody knows that he has a non-Jewish partner. They don't have to know the specific details, or even if they know that one's a minority owner and one's a majority owner, it still is acceptable. And therefore, mitam zeh, Yisrael she'esh lo mesado b'chutz l'aretz, if a Jewish person owns jointly with a non-Jewish person a restaurant in Chutz La'aretz, and Shemekabel Echuzim Me'erevochem, and the Jewish person and the non-Jewish person each take a percentage of the profits. So Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down, Sha'af P'shiyesh B'zeh Mishum Maris Ayin, even though it may look like Maris Ayin, Shari'in Derech Olam Limsor Misada Barisos, because normally this isn't like a sharecropping type of arrangement. Nevertheless, Mikol Mokom Rashai HaYisrael Asiko Aidei Sh'iknelo Balus B'misada Afilu Chelik Echon Mimeya. Then, even if you sell him 1 in 100% share, that's acceptable. You should make a shtar for this, a regular real shtar of shutvis, and you should publicize this amongst the Jewish people so they should know that this is a joint relationship that you have over here with the non-Jewish partner, albeit he's a minority owner. The Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weizatzal, adds that you really must publicize this very well. And this is especially true if until now it was known as Yankel's restaurant, and now it's going to be Yankel and Chris's restaurant. You really have to publicize this. He gives additional details in the footnote, Ayin Shom, as well. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Base. He says, if they made the Tanai originally before they started the partnership, it's okay. Why? Hatam, the reason is, the Kivin Sheisnu B'tchila, since they made this Tanai up front, Lohutal Ayisrol Klal Meikara Lasos B'Shabbos. Therefore, the Jewish person has nothing to do with this on Shabbos. It's as if the non-Jewish person totally owned it from scratch. Every day from the beginning of their partnership, every Shabbos belonged to the non-Jewish person. The Ein Ha'Eino Yehudi Shlucho, and the non-Jewish person is not acting in any way as a shliach, a messenger in this situation. Dishavut number 6 explains further, based upon this Tanai, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, She'en li Yisrael b'Shabbos chelik b'sodik klal. The Jewish person owns nothing of this field, let's say, on Shabbos. He adds further that if the non-Jewish person hires workers, he has to pay for them separately. He can't pay for them from the money that belongs to the Shutfis, the partnership for the rest of the days of the week. Because in that situation, they would be considered as shlichim of the Jewish person. However, he does point out, nowadays, bizmanenu, she'ein nog l'shalim l'poalim tashlum avor kol yom. We don't pay workers each day. We pay them by the week, or we pay them by the month. However you pay them, bi-weekly salary. So, the she'elus shuvah shevet levi, Rav Ozna Zatzal writes, im ein hevdel ben gova hatashlum hanitan avor chamisha yimei avoda o avor shishi yomim ein lochosh l'kach. Since they're not medactic, do I have to get a paycheck after 5 days or after 6 days? So if you lump it all together, so it's not a problem. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Gimli writes, she'eschar ha-shabbos v'chulei. In this fashion that we said, the entire work for Shabbos totally belongs to the non-Jewish person. And in regards to a field which doesn't have profits or revenue generated each Shabbos, he has to say, Tamol Zroa, you go and work over here to plant it, v'lach roshim, to plow it, b'Shabbos, v'tito b'shas kitzira, and you will collect at the time of the reaping, k'neged amolcho b'Shabbos. A percentage of the reaping will go to you specifically for the work that you did on Shabbos. Vani, and I, o shluchi, or my messenger, emo b'chol, we will work on the weekday, k'neged the Shabbos, v'atal gam kein, k'neged yom shali, and we will at the end take a percentage of the profit for the day that we worked, separate from the shutvis that we have together for the other 5 days of the week. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dalet brings down, whether it's a lot or a little, this arrangement works out. Since you're not saying, well, Shabbos is going to bring in $100 and Tuesday will bring in $100, so therefore it's a trade-off, you're going to say, whatever you make on Shabbos, that's what you make. Could be busier, could be less busy. Whatever I make on Tuesday, could be more, could be less. Therefore, im kein einam shutvim klal b'yom Shabbos b'yom echad. So then they're not really partners, except you're collecting 100% of the $100 on Shabbos, and I'm collecting 100% of the $100 on Sunday. So that's really a trade-off. Then they're really 50-50 partners. But since Shabbos could be worth more or less, Sunday could be worth more or less, rak b'shar hayomim, they're only partners for the rest of the days of the week, ulafuki imasnim o b'shas ha'tanai shel b'sof. But they can't say, well, you're taking all the profits on Shabbos, whether it's a lot or a little, and I'm taking all the profits on Sunday, whether it's a lot or a little, but at the end, we're going to split it 50-50, so then that's a joke. In that situation, they really are partners for Shabbos, and that's not allowed. Sivkot and Hay, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Im Harbeit, was a lot or a little. But at the time that they're actually dividing up the profits, at the end of the year, at the end of the month, whatever it is, and they come and say, how much more did you take for your day Shabbos? How much less did I take for my day Sunday? Nachlo kamosa, and now we'll split the rest. Shiel shneim b'shava, that there should be an equal amount. So bottom line is, they're each going to get 50%. So das ha-mogin avram, lifso kedas ha-raiva, shemach b'bizeh. The mogin avram, possibly will be like the raiva, that that's not allowed. Mishum digloy milsalim afreya, that's neither miyakara, ha'aruama ba'almu hevi. If they end up walking home at the end of the day with exactly 50% of the profits, regardless of how much Shabbos made versus how much Sunday or Tuesday made, so then this is a joke, and then it's not allowed. However, that's the opinion of the Ravid, as brought down by the Mogen of Ram. He brings down the Yesh Mekilim, he brings down this is the Das and the Sharet Zion Ozdal, the Das of Rashi and Tosos, and the Gemara and Avodah Zarah. They are makel in this. Kiva disnu mekara. Since they did make the Tanai up front, if they wish afterwards to, quote, reconcile any way they want, they're allowed to do so.
Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, "Ayin be'el Yerabba sherech gam kim b'zeh ulebesof nishar b'tzorach iyon." El Yerabba discusses this and he doesn't come to a clear cut conclusion. And Dirsha footnote number 9 brings down ubesad in regards to a field shein sochel kol yom yadua, in a field where it's not so clear how much work was done on Shabbos in terms of revenue and how much work was done on Tuesday or Sunday in terms of revenue. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav writes that in this situation it's possible l'kuli yama ain a chaluka nechsheves kiaroma. Then it's not considered a joke, a trick over here if they do split the end. The result 50-50 exactly.
Finally, the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Vav writes, it's mutter. V'im lo noda achar kach revach shel kolecha v'yechad al yomo kigon b'chanus. If you have a store where they really don't know what the profit is for each day, rashayin lechatchila laklok b'shava, then they can make it out beforehand that we'll split it evenly. Mishnah foot number 10 explains from Rav Moshe Feinstein's Atzani Gris Moshe that we're not talking about where it was impossible to tell what it was each day, because in that situation the tanai really isn't a tanai because it's a fake. However, he's talking about where they could have done it and they didn't. So then this is mutter b'di'evit. That concludes today's shiur.